Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
We're in net control tonight. This is K1HTV.
Set up to take it over right now, Rich. K1HTV, WDQCM.
Steve. Your friend was calling you about an hour or so ago, the other 8 call. Anyway, go ahead. This is K1HTV.
Copy that. Thanks. Stand by one. WDQCM. QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. As it was not my normal night for the net here, I did not have a topic planned. If anyone has a technical topic they would like to bring to the net this evening, please call WD8QCN now. Nothing heard at this point. Does anyone have any announcements they'd like to bring forward? Please call now.
K1HTV.
Recognizes K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
Just a reminder to everybody that next Saturday we'll be meeting at Wegmans again, last Saturday of the month, 8:30, second floor. You buy your breakfast there or bring your own. And hope to see a bunch of the guys there. I also pass the word along to the guys at Heritage Hunt. Hopefully a few of those guys will be joining us as well. Back to net control, this is K1HTV. Signing on the list, please.
Okay, which Wegmans is that again?
The one on Route 29 in Gainesville. They call it Manassas Park, but it's actually Gainesville.
Thanks for that announcement, Rich. Repeating that. Club breakfast, Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m. at the Gainesville Wegmans on Route 29. Do you have any news or additional information to bring forward to the net this evening? Please call now. All right, we'll circle back on topics in a bit here. Let's go ahead and take some check-ins. Anyone wishing to check in to the FARA Technical Service Net, please call now.
KX4O.
KX4KU.
ARZ.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N2NAR, no comment.
KO4, Victor November Zulu, no comment.
KO4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, no comment.
Alpha Kilo 4, Golf Golf, also no comment.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
At the moment, it's K1HTV Rich, KX4O, KX4KU. Missed the prefix on ARZ, KM4OZH, Gil, and 2NAR, no comment. KO4VNZ, no comment. KO4WYX, no comment. AK4GG, no comment. And November Bravo 3 Alpha, NB3A. Are there any other check-ins for the FARA Technical Service Net? Please call C8QCN now.
Mike, no comment.
Got Mike. I didn't catch the rest of the call sign. Please say again, please. 3K. Ed.
It's Kilo Bravo 3 Alpha Romeo Zulu.
All right, copy KB3ARZ. Thank you all for checking in this evening. All right, start at the top here, K1HTV. What do you have for us this evening, Rich?
Steve, this is K1HTV in Amosville. Thanks, first of all, for taking the net on the... Not expected to, but thank you very much for picking it up and running it tonight. Let's see, solar flux is up to, still around the 160 mark. It's 159 today, hanging in there for about 3 days in a row around the 160 mark. As a result, the upper bands are still open quite nicely. Right now, a lot of Australians coming through. We worked Australia, New Zealand, Fox Kilo, which is in Caledonia, Fox Whiskey and Wallace and Fortuna Island is on. A number of South Americans, of course, they're always there. I worked NB3A this afternoon up in a SOTA, POTA operation. I'm sure he'll fill us in on how he made out there. Andy was down Saturday. We did some work on the some cables that are going to be used for the 6-meter beams. We cut the cables for that'll fit on the, between the antenna and the feed point, and then we have to cut some exact length of the cables, two equal pieces, so they go down to a stack match for phasing one or the second, phasing the antennas, or either adding them in or out of phase. So some more cables have to be cut and connectors put on. Hopefully get it all done the upcoming E-Skip season, which should be starting in the weeks to come. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Saturday if you can make it. Hopefully I'll be there. I'm planning to be there on Saturday around 8:30. A little bit before 8:30 up on the second floor. I'll get some tables together and have a good ham rag chew in person. I think that's it. If I have any more, I'll recheck later. This is K1HTV back to Net Control.
Rich, thanks very much for that. K1HTV, WDQCN, and I will circle back with you later on the DX that's out there. I haven't been near the radio all day and need to catch up. All right, let's run down to KX40. John, how are you this evening?
Very well, thanks. Hope the same with you. Good evening, everyone. I see everyone's sporting their tree pollen voice. That bonus isn't radio time, I think. I've had some background tasking with the AQP logs with Spark and stuff, and forwarded some of the comments from you all, dealt with a few issues, pretty minor, pretty slick, pretty easy. It's really bad for me. I've been doing some radio design work for a new project coming up. Amateur-wise, I'll tell you more later. Maybe summertime or so. Anyway, KX40 back to net.
Thanks for that, John. KX40, WDQCN, and I'm down to Kevin. KX4KU, what's new and exciting in your world?
WDQCN, I think. KX4KU in the net. I will get your call down better soon. Not a whole lot happening. I did go back up. I think I mentioned on a previous net I had a problem with the battery, or I thought it was with the RFI getting into the computer. I go up there yesterday again to try to debug, and everything worked fine. Of course, it did. So, that's all I've had the time for. I've had a lot of issues around my life, so I haven't had much radio time. A minor point, Rich, they actually refer to that Wegmans as the Lake Manassas Wegmans. So, if you Google that, that's how it comes up. But it's still in Gainesville. So, hope everybody had a good weekend, and I will catch you later. WDAQCN, KX4K, back to that.
All right, thanks for that, Kevin. And we got the call correct that time around. It's Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec Charlie November. I know for anybody that's not used to the old Whiskey Delta calls, it's a tongue twister. So I'll throw it down to Robert, KB3ARZ. How are you this evening, and what's new with you?
This KB3ARZ. Good to hear the net up. Heard it advertised earlier, and I know it's on here almost every Sunday night. Name here is Bob. The real name is Robert, but I go by Bob, but that's okay. Most people don't know that. When you look it up, it comes up my real name to them. Just good to hear your computer. Know I can still make it to them. That's good. I'm running 10 watts from Indian Head, Maryland to them. Very enjoyable repeater to them. Very good people to them. Everybody take care and be safe. This is KB3. ARZ, back to the net.
Hey Bob, thanks for that. Always a pleasure to have you checked in. And I didn't hear anyone picking up the net tonight, so I figured I better warm up NetLogger and jump into it here. So I may not be around myself here next week. I'm going to have to bug Sippy to see if I can get backfill. To Gil, KM4OZH, what's new with you, sir?
WADH, QCN. This is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Well, I'm just working on various things here, and I'm looking at the readout on the Virginia CUSO party is scores, which I'm always interested in, and it looks according to Sterling Park that Matt now is in the lead on W4GO is in the lead for single operator mobile. So it looked on the chart there for a while that he was in number two position, which I, to me, says how can you possibly outscore that man? And so a little quick computations on the gentleman that was in front of him and said that man had to make every 55 seconds for 26 hours had to make a CW contact, log it, and drive the car. And turns out there were two of them. It's a multiple operator has been listed now, so the listing has been changed. So anyway, so good deal for Matt and obviously for the club. And of course, I think a lot of you all know that I put a lot of time and effort into the Virginia CUSO party, and this year especially with the $120 fuel bill. But I got a little rant here. One thing is this year it took CW only single operator mobiles to outscore me. So that's one thing. And being a phone only, I am at a disadvantage already because CW is worth 2 points and phone is worth 1 point. So, okay, so I guess I need to go learn CW. The only thing about there is in the spirit of the contest, let me grab a nickel. In the spirit of the contest, it's making Virginia contacts, and the CW-only operators are making other state contacts and Europe. So apparently it's not all that important to make Virginia counties, to make contacts with Virginia counties and independent cities. So, that's my deal there, and I may bring that up to Gordon coming up, and we'll just see from that whether any adjustment can be made there at all, and that's all I got. This is KM4OZH. Back to Ned.
All right, thanks for that, Stephen Gill. Great to have you with us, as always. So you had N2NAR, Mike, no comment. KO4VNZ was no comment. Charles, KO4WYX, Danny, no comment. And AK4GG, John was no comment. But thank you all for checking this evening. I think next on the list that had a comment was MB3A. How are you tonight, Justin?
Hey, good evening to you and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. Yeah, I went up, did a couple of two summits and two perks on the airs today. It was a double perk, and we hiked out beyond the first summit, activated the second one, and then hiked back and did the second. So not a ton of CUSOs because we're only on commuter FM, but I'm still sore. So anyway, kind of been following along with the some of the VAQP stuff, but I don't really have a whole lot of, too many thoughts on that. Anyway, I was going to, I put up a new 2-meter 440 and 23-centimeter antenna over the weekend at the house, a big basing antenna, so I was hoping somebody might want to meet you on Simplex at 146.520 after the net. And with that being said, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Justin. I'm sure a number of folks here would be willing to give that a shot. We'll check out 5-2 after the net here. Let's see, do we have any other further check-ins or any rechecks for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net? Please call WD8QCN.
This is A1RA.
An HDV recheck.
KS1 PPY Mobile.
Right, we got Andy K1RA recheck from K1HDV and KS1 PPY. Wow, Simpy joined us. Haven't heard you in a while, my friend. Welcome back. Let's go to Andy first. K1RA, take it away.
Good evening, Steve, and everyone on the net. As far as radio activities for K1RA, I too worked NB3A while mobiling back home from Morris Vineyards down on the Bealton area today with the wife. Dad, do a shout out on the repeater. caught Justin on 5-2, so that was kind of cool. Justin, I'll gladly get on Simplex, but I'll probably have to take the antenna off my radio to work you. Let's see, I did get over to my dad's, as he'd mentioned. One thing he forgot, I did a tower climb on his smaller tower, work on replacing a ballon and some cables on his ZS6 dipoles. I had that broken some time back, so we got that rebuilt and back installed. Working on a version 5 of the master antenna switcher for his station, so he can scan all the bands with all his antennas 24/7, 365. Dad, I got your email, so I'll give you another version coming up shortly. Yeah, the VAQP, I guess everybody saw the results. I had a couple people catch me offline and say, hey, your mobile was classified as expedition. You better let them know that they got it wrong. And if you haven't read the group's I.O. post that I made today, I kind of laid it all out and then what happened. And all is good. You know, Spark makes the rules and surely abide by them, but definitely made my thoughts known. Can't complain. We set a new record for the expedition category, but would have surely loved to have won the new plaque and award that our good friend Justin is sponsoring for the first time this year, the multi-op, multi-transmitter mobile category. And I'd written to Gordon specifically about a couple of the ops that I saw who were one-op only. Fortunately, Gordon got N4CW and those guys and corrected them, put them in the right category. But again, it's a new one, so no surprise that the rules haven't caught up and that the entrants haven't categorized themselves correctly, but hopefully next year it'll all work out. I like Gil, have a couple of comments that I'll probably lobby Spark for next year. I put them in my group's IO chat as well, about three-pointers being possibly awarded to portable stations. I really don't see the difference now that I went out mobile all weekend with my buddy and essentially did everything that you know, a mobile would do, yet I'm called portable, and why are my contacts any less? I don't think I put in any less work or any less mileage than some of the other guys. So more to follow on that. And I guess on Gil's comment, I know specifically Matt this year had been, I won't say harassed, but he'd surely been talked to by a lot of the DX and further out stateside stations saying, hey, you know, you guys spending your time on 40 or 75 meters phone, only work the East Coast guys. And us guys overseas across the pond and on the West Coast never tend to work you. So I think that's why he did CW this year only. I surely did a combination of both, and I had at least a dozen DX stations following me across all 20-some-odd counties. It was fun to work those guys as well as some more distant West Coast guys. So all good, but, yep, I think if we come to Spark with some sort of suggestions and some sort of solutions, I think they'll probably be more than willing to implement some changes. Granted, we can justify ourselves and maybe get some support from some of the local clubs in Virginia. And that's it, Steve. Back to you, K1RA.
All right, great stuff, Andy. Thanks for that. And let's see, go down to Sippy, KS1PPY. Sippy, I have a request for you. I'm going to need a sub for next week to run the net on Sunday. I'm going to be at a mission conference for about 3-4 days. So if you could arrange that would be wonderful. Over to you, my friend, KS1PPY, WD8QCN, with the Far Sunday Night Technical Net.
WD8QCN and the net, KS1PPY. Yeah, not a problem. I'll look into scheduling. I know every time I keep saying that I finally got time to get back on the radio, I wind up not being able to for something else coming up. So I'll make it number one on my list for either finding or making myself available for next week's net. That's not a problem, and I haven't got to be on the radio hardly at all over the last little bit between running out to West Virginia repeatedly and taking care of other things. I haven't done much in the way of radio other than having it in the car for running around doing APRS while I've been doing stuff. So I'll remedy that over the next few weeks. I feel bad because I've missed I missed the Virginia QSO party, and I've missed several other things that have been going on. I apparently missed a fox hunt. Like, I'm really upset with the amount of stuff I've had to do over the last couple weeks and all the things I've missed. So we'll hopefully get that up and rolling here soon. Other than that, just checking in for the net, and hope to catch you guys here again soon once I get settled in. KS1 PPY, back to net.
That'd be much appreciated, my friend, and hope things settle down for you there. And I've had a very crazy last 2 weeks here. Worked some really long days getting some emergency activations turned up in the middle of the night. Outside of business process and the whole works there is a pretty wild couple of days. Let's see, K1HTV, Rich had a recheck. Over to you, sir.
It's K1HTV. Forgot to mention, there are a number of de-expeditions now active. One of them, TX5 November, has been on FT8. I worked him on sideband this afternoon on 28485. He was listening up 5 from the Austral Islands. Kind of a sad story. I guess maybe it was the VK9. VK9NT is operating from Norfolk. And somehow their radios and antennas did not make it to the site. So they had to operate QRP for a while. One guy had some FT8, and they've been operating some FT8 now. And then they borrowed a local Norfolk Island amplifier to get their CW power up to hundreds of watts. So, but for a VK9 November Tango from Norfolk Island is the Expedition, TX5N from the Australs, Echo 51 CDC, E51 CDC is on from Cook Island. That's South Cook Island, which is more of the rare one. Most of them go to the North Cook Islands. There are separate two DXCC entities. Hang on a second. I'm right next to my new Echo show, and I said the magic word, and I activated her blabber mouth. So anyway, E51 CDC in South Cook is active. JW0 X-ray in Yan Mayan, is it? Been active. And finally, there's some new prefixes in Australia. Well, there's special prefixes for certain events. Alpha X-ray prefix instead of BK for Australia, so you might hear some AX stations on. The polar route's been very good the past week. Multiple stations from China, Japan, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Thailand coming through on 17, 15, and 12, and even a couple on 10 meters, so... keep your eyes, if you're available during the daytime, from mid-morning through mid-afternoon, don't be surprised to see some of these pretty rare ones coming in over the North Pole. That's it. Back to net control. K1HTV.
Well, thanks for that, Rich. Yeah, I've worked the JW. I've heard VK9NT working. Others haven't caught him yet. Did catch the TX5N station. Heard the E51. Couldn't catch him. I have worked about 4 stations in Thailand, finally. Finally got one to QSL, and it turned out the guy was about 5 miles away from my buddy over there, who lives way up in the sticks, up in the middle of the country, and it was just amazing to see this guy is like, you know, a couple miles away, and they're both close to the same little town up there. So that was neat. Worked another one that is about 5 miles down the road from my buddy that's closer to Bangkok in Rangsit neighborhood there. That was neat. And, yeah, just all sorts of other Chinese stations and so forth coming in. It's been good. I still have trouble hitting down into Indonesia for some reason, but Australia is never a problem. So, yeah, it's great to see the propagation picking up here, the sunspot or solar flux hitting the 160s. Hopefully that's just a taste of what's coming here with the rest of cycle 25. So great stuff. I'll take one more call for any other check-ins tonight. Please call WD8QCN.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango. Evening, Travis. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Steve. This is W8BT. Thanks for taking the net. And I'll just say I saw the solar flux in the 160s. I figured I'd start listening to 10 meters today just by FT8. I did listen for FM for a little bit, just heard some probably South American stations coming through. But Anyway, I did hear six continents on FT8 today, just now getting some ZLs and VKs, but anyway, and Justin, I did hear you on the reverse, kind of weak, so I don't know if you'll be able to hear me on my little 5 watts here, but I did hear you during the net, and I guess that's about it here. Thanks for doing the net, Steve. This is W8BT, back to net.
My pleasure, Travis. Glad to be here to jump in, so appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for checking in tonight. I think that's the end of our list, so we'll close her up here. This is WD8QCN, net control for the FARA net. Thanks to everyone for joining us. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks to everyone who joined us, and have a great evening. And don't forget the breakfast at Wegmans, 8:30 on Saturday.
This is MB3A. I'm going to 146.520. If anybody wants to try some simplex.
W8BT QSY to 52.
MB3A QSY.
K1HTV, K1RA. K1HTV from K1RA.